Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
He leads away. Australia are away.
Sit back and enjoy the stroke play of Meg Lanny.
This is excellent batting by Ash Gardner.
Jonathan strikes again. She's on a hat-trick. She comes at Molyneux. Catch is taken by Perry.
The Australian women's cricket team win their fifth T20 World Cup title in front of a magical crowd at the MCG.
Hello and welcome to The Scoop. We are the cricket podcast dedicated to the women's game. I'm Emily Collin.
And I'm Laura Jolly.
And Laura Jolly, you're in Mumbai. 5 days in, is it, LJ? Tell us how it's been so far.
Yeah, it's been a big 5 days. I feel like we've been here far longer than that. They've made sure to squeeze in a fair bit so far, getting used to the sights and sounds of Mumbai again and going to Wankhede for the first time, getting in a practice match. So it's been really good so far. And now it's only a few more sleeps till the test.
Yeah, very exciting. What's Wankhede Stadium like? It looks pretty impressive in all the photos you've been sending through.
Yeah, it's really nice. It's it's a lot bigger than where they were played in this part of Mumbai previously at Brabourne Stadium. It's obviously a much bigger place, very nice stadium, and hopefully I think tickets went on sale yesterday, so hopefully they get a really good crowd.
Yeah, nice one. And so you would have been at the practice match yesterday against the Mumbai women's team. Reading your very thorough and excellent report for all our listeners, LJ is on deck, so make sure you're keeping up with all her news via cricket.com.au. but it sounded like Moons, Phoebes, Midge among the runs, and newbie Lauren Cheadle taking a couple of wickets as well. Tell us how it all panned out there at Wankhede Stadium.
Yeah, it was a bit of an interesting one. I'm sure with a bit more time, the team would have liked to have played a multi-day warm-up, but it was a 50-over aside, but with the red ball, Aussies batted first, and it was one of those kind of loose warm-ups where if they'd gone out quite quickly, they would have just sent people in for a second hit or whatever until the 50 overs were used up. But as it turned out, Moons and Phoebe Litchfield at the top of the order started really well, put on 100 runs in 20 overs, and then they were both retired Obviously, they wanted to get everyone a chance for a hit. Midge also just looked really impressive. I mean, this is her first proper hit out coming back from that that finger injury that ended the WBBL for her. So she looked great first up. She didn't wicket keep, which apparently is not a concern. She will play on Thursday and she's expected to keep. Beth Mini definitely doesn't want to.
Yeah, we gather that from Moon. She didn't sound keen.
I think the 50 overs yesterday was enough for Moon. So. it is definitely the plan for Midge to keep in the test. I think she's just still building up and they just didn't want to risk any knocks to the fingers or anything going wrong in the practice match. So Moon's got that honour yesterday. And from the bowlers, Lauren Cheadle and Kim Garth got to take the new ball. And Lauren mm-hmm. Cheadle in particular was really impressive, got a couple of early wickets. Darcy Brown, you'd expect, would do that role in the test, but they brought her on later in the warm-up match, giving her the slightly older ball. And she was trying to find a bit of reverse swing and work on a few things of her own for the test. So all in all, a really valuable hit out for Australia, I think. Obviously, you know, it's going to be a very different standard of opposition when you get to the test. Yeah. You're playing a very informed Indian team, but certainly a good taste of the conditions.
Have you picked up any sort of selection hints throughout the warm-up match or watching any training sessions or talking to the coaches and stuff like that?
So I reckon the top seven is like obviously locked in. You've got Mooney and Litchfield are going to open the batting, McGrath, Perry, rounding out that top four. Lisa Healy came in at five in the practice game yesterday. Annabelle looks like she's been moved up to number six. Obviously, she scored that ton at eight in the Ashes, but rightfully moves up the order a bit now. Ash Gardner at seven, and then it gets a bit interesting. You'd think Darcy Brown and Alana King are locks for that the Test 11. They batted Georgia Wareham at number eight in the warm-up match, which suggests maybe they're hoping to like lengthen the batting order a bit by including her there. Obviously, then you've got Jess Johnson too if they decide to play four spinners. And Kim Garth and Lauren Cheadle are also obviously vying for spots. But realistically, they could just play the one frontline quick given they've got those three pace bowling all-rounders in the 11. So it's going to be a pretty big call, I think, between probably Cheadle or playing four spinners.
Yeah, yeah. And we were speaking off air before. Sounds like the Aussies brain trust have been keeping a pretty close eye on what happened in the England-India test like last week. So do you think that some of what happened in that match will inform selection for our test match?
Yeah, I think that will definitely have them thinking about playing four spinners, just looking at what happened in that match once the pitch started to deteriorate. And also, if you do play Johnson and Wareham, you're really lengthening that batting order, which could also be really important if it does end up being as tricky to bat for the tourists as it was for England. So, yeah, big call to make. I think they're going to probably leave it really late and wait to see what that pitch looks like once it gets to, Wednesday training, Wednesday evening.
Yeah, nice. And what's the vibe around the group? I mean, it's always so exciting with a test match on the horizon, but this is, you know, it hasn't been a test match in India for so long. Does it feel like there's a really good and excited vibe around the group?
Yeah, it does seem like that. I think any time the Whites come out and the Red Bulls come out is a really exciting time for the team. And this is, something that hasn't happened in 40 years. So it's
nice.
It's really exciting. It's massive unknown. I mean, you look at what played out in the England test. And I think you just get the sense that anything could happen. I think India have to go in as favourites based off that result. They were outstanding against England. So it's going to be a huge test for the Aussies. And it's going to, given it's a points-based series and there's two white ball legs to come after that, it's going to set things up for a really interesting few weeks.
I'm so excited. I mean, it feels like the Indians are going to have their tails up. They're going to have the crowd behind them. But it also feels like the Aussies have got such a well-balanced team. Like, it's going to be a really exciting contest.
Yeah, and they will go in a better position than England. England had 2 days to train for that test.
Yeah, brutal.
Coming off a T20 series, all their batters who struggled were coming straight off the WBBL into a T20 series. I think they've been savaged a bit unfairly following that result. You know, they didn't have the chance to prepare that the Aussies have. And ideally, the Aussies would have had even longer and, played a full warm-up game. But at least they've had a warm-up match. They've spent a week here. They've had some really intense sessions playing at the stadium where the test will happen. And with probably a much better balanced side than what England had. So hopefully that puts Australia in bet the stead.
Hopefully, fingers crossed. Yeah, it's going to be a really exciting contest. Aussie fans, reminder, the test match starts on Thursday. You can watch on Foxtel and KO. Get pumped. It's going to be an unbelievable test match. I'm super excited. Straight after this, for the Scoop listeners, we've got the newly appointed vice-captain, Talia McGrath, joining LJ for a chat. So, excited to hear from T-Mac, see how she's settling into Mumbai and how she's feeling about her new leadership position. So thank you for listening and enjoy watching some test match cricket starting on Thursday. Talia McGrath joining us from Mumbai. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us on the Scoop, T-Mac. First of all, tell us how it's been in Mumbai so far. I think you've maybe been there for 6 or so days. So, yeah, give us a rundown of the first week.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Mumbai, we've been to this place a lot recently, so it feels like we're back home almost. Staying at the same hotel we used to, so we know all the good coffee shops, we know all the good dinner spots. But Wankhede's a new stadium for us, so it's been really nice to get all our trainings out here, get a trial game out here and get used to the conditions because, yeah, they're a bit different to Australia, that's for sure.
The Aussies had a bit of a rest day yesterday, T-Mac. Where'd you get up to?
Oh, a bit of this, bit of that. We've got a coffee, fancy coffee machine in the team room. So a few of us are trying to be baristas. So spent a bit of time in there making coffee. Out to our favourite cafe, Suzette's, for lunch with another coffee, of course. Some time by the pool, nice massage, out to a pizza pasta place for dinner. So lots of relaxation, lots of food. Not a bad day.
Very nice. And T-Mac, I'm sure a lot of our listeners back in Australia haven't been to India before. So for their benefit, tell us a little bit about what it's like to tour India and what sets it apart from other tours.
It's crazy. It's hectic. Everything's busy. Everything's happening. Everywhere you look, something's going on. Ridiculously hot, you walk and really start sweating. So it's a lot of fun though. And I think the thing that stands out is just how much they love their cricket. Like, we were on a bus to the hotel, it was midnight, and the streets are just flooded with kids playing cricket. They just love it. So there's so much passion, there's so much craziness going on that you just got to embrace it. And that's pretty much it. Just embrace it and go with the flow.
How adventurous do you get with your few food choices when you're over here? Do you get into the curries and that? And how spicy do you tend to go?
I'm horrible with spice. So I got to make sure everywhere I order, I say no spice, and it's still too spicy for me. So, I got my Aussie snacks with me, travel everywhere with my Vegemite. I got some 2-minute noodles on standby if I'm want a bit of a, like, just childhood for me, 2-minute noodles. Got some biscuits, got some tunas. So I'm covered when I'm want to play it safe. But I also like to get out and try a bit as well. I love the paneer here, where they do paneer curries and all that. So that's really nice. And then all the Aussies love a butter chicken.
How was the Indian pizza and pasta last night? Was that decent?
Really good. And it's the first place that we walked in. The place was decked out in Christmas stuff. They were playing Christmas songs. So it was the first time we've been in India and it's felt like it's Christmas time. So that was cool.
All right.
Yeah,
I had a really festive.
Yeah, I had a really nice risotto and some sneaky garlic bread. So it was a good feed. And then we ventured to the supermarket after. There was a crew of us. So that was an experience in itself. Trying to find a supermarket in the middle of Mumbai with its roadworks, people everywhere. Like, India just comes to life at night time. Everyone just sort of hibernates during the day and then everyone's just out and about in the night time.
Love it. And also, for the benefit of our listeners, can we get just an update on Darcy, how she settled in and how she's tracking in India? I know she likes to eat the steaks back home, but how's she going with the Indian food?
Yeah, Darcy's been great. She's said no to me a few times. She's been very busy studying, so I've had to go and hang out with other people. But Das has been great. We've been having a competition each morning with who can do the best latte art. She's currently winning. Her food choices are probably the most bland in the team. She goes veggie when she goes to India, so she's had some really nice veggie options. And yeah, similar to most of us, not great with spice either. But yeah. If she can stop studying and hang out with me, that'd be great.
What's she studying?
I should know this. Vet science or something. I don't know.
That's fine.
Something to do with animals.
And we should say congratulations. This is your first tour as the official full-time vice captain. Can you tell us a bit about how that process played out and when you got the call to tell you had got the job?
Yeah, thank you. There wasn't really too much of a process for me, which was great because it was the middle of Big Bash. So Flegs called and said, you're going to India. We're just going to work through the leadership process. Are you interested in a leadership role? I was like, yep, absolutely. And then from there, yeah, just had to be passed through the board and got the gig. And from there, she's been working with Midge. She's really passionate about the role. She's got a really clear vision of where she wants to take the team. And I've jumped on board and sort of, helping her take this team to the next level.
Nice. Tell us a little bit about Midge's vision and how you're approaching it alongside her.
Yeah, she's awesome. She's all about connection. We spend so much time with this team. You almost see each other more than you see your family and friends back home. So it's all about connection. How we connect as a team and get to know each other off the field will help that on-field connection, getting to know each other, what to do when we're struggling, what to do when we're flying, that sort of thing. And just those little 2%, that was 2-3% that can set us apart from the rest of the team. So she started that. Yeah, it's been nice having a team room over here in India where we can just hang out. I think we're going to start some Christmas movies in the lead up to Christmas. There's a few gamers that have got a PlayStation set up. So it's just about hanging out, getting to know each other and just on that deeper level so that, like I said, when times are tough in the middle, we know how each other work and how to get the best out of each other.
Our Indian tour is kind of perfect for that because you are in sort of a bit more of a bubble than you might be when you tour other parts of the world.
It probably couldn't be a better tour for Midge and myself's first full-time leadership role because you're right, you're in a little bubble. You see each other every day and it's a time of year where I suppose everyone would love to be at home, Christmas, New Year. So we're making the most of the situation and then getting around each other. And yeah, everyone's got we've got recovery groups. Everyone's got their little pod group where you got to go to the pool together, go to do something social together. So it's the perfect tour where we can be really social and hang out with each other and yeah, just grow stronger as a team.
And T-Mac, in a couple of days, you'll be getting the whites out and the baggy greens. How are the excitement levels among the group for the upcoming test match?
So exciting. Every time you put those whites and that baggy green on, it just hits different. And this one is looming as like, yeah, the excitement's definitely there because the conditions are just so new to us. It's going to be a challenge. But it's going to be a really fun challenge. And we've had a lot of great discussions as a group as to how we're going to approach the test match, what our plans are, how we're going to have to adapt, how we're going to have to communicate. And everyone's looking really good in the nets. Like I said, it's challenging conditions, but everyone's had some really good conversations and worked out how to play these situations for themselves. It looks differently for everyone. And I can't wait to get out there on Thursday.
Just as a batting group, how are you approaching these conditions and preparing for something that you haven't really faced before?
It's crucial in these conditions. One, you've got to have a plan. Like you go out there and you need to have a plan set up before. And two is you got to stick to your strengths. Everyone plays a certain way and you can't go too far away from your game. So how it looks out there in the middle is slightly different for every batter. But we've also been sharing our plans with each other. So if I'm out there and people see me straying from my plan, they can come down, do some gardening on the weekend and be like, hang on, that's not what you said you were going to do. So, like I said, a lot of good conversations and a lot of plans in place because that's the best way to attack these conditions.
And just finally, T-Mac, I know you guys have had some massive training days, long days out on Wankhede Stadium. Any insights you can share as to who might be training the house down, who's looking really good in the nets?
Yeah, you're right. It's been some long training days, but Phoebs is killing it. Gee, she looks a million bucks in the nets. And she would bat all day, every day if she could. So, keep your eyes peeled on Phoebs because... she's killing it at the moment.
Good sell, T-Mac. Good luck to you and the Aussie girls. Know there's heaps of support behind you back here in Australia. Thank you for joining us, as always, on The Scoop. And, yeah, we can't wait to watch you and the girls in action.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. it. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.